This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, here we are with Fox NFL Insider. I think he probably has the most relationships on Radio Row of anyone. he stops. How many stops do you think, Jay Glazer? You can't walk from that door to over here.
It's nice, though. It's nice to be loved, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Jay Glazer joining us on the Home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. How shocked were you over the hiring of Brian Schottenheimer?
I don't think I was shocked because just during the process, they were always saying they wanted Shoddy in there because of his relationship with Dak. So I don't think I was shocked, just because I knew their thought process.
What do you know about him?
I've known him for a long time, dude. Love him. Great dude. It was interesting, though, because it was just in that presser, it was like about him wanting to go call play somewhere. I knew he did. But they made it like him and Mike weren't good. And Mike actually helped him with the interview with the Cowboys. So they were good. And this just what happens. Like, whenever somebody, I think, moves on, you try and make it as glaring as you can of, well, this is, we don't have the old guy, so this is where the new guy is different. But the relationship was really good. Like, he actually helped prepare Brian for the interview, which I thought was pretty damn solid.
Why do you think Brian wasn't hired as a head coach over the past few years? Like, I know he had opportunities a while back, but why did the rest of the league not make him their guy?
You know, it's funny. There's an ageism thing in this league. Even though Brian's young, he's been around so long.
It's crazy.
Right? And he's like kind of looked at as like an old guy, even though he doesn't look it. And so whatever Brian's taking, I need it. And, yeah, Brian, whatever pep tabs you're on, you know, share it with the rest of the class.
Show him your bag, Chop.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
see if Jay can name all your pills. And
you
want to
see that? Are the Cowboys the team that care more about a connection with that coach than other teams in the league? They want comfortability. Are they the one?
Familiarity.
Familiarity.
Well, they didn't do it, Mike. They didn't know Mike at all, right? So they went out of their comfort zone there. But I also think, you know, they're different. They have a lot of control from that front office, obviously, from Jerry down. It's not, they're the opposite of a hands-off owner, complete opposite, right? So, but yeah, I do think they want someone who kind of gets the way they do it, the cowboy way. And it'll, you know, again, you look at it and they paid Dak 240, what was it?
60 a year.
60 a year.
Okay. What's that add up to?
Yeah, 240. 240, right? Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
so
you were making us do math.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm here to talk about ADHD, so obviously I can't add to it. Like the other kids. But I think, you know, with that investment they made, their thing was like, hey, we got to make sure we have someone who can continue to connect with him because we put all our eggs in that basket.
Jay Glazer here on 105.
But also, you're talking about familiarity. That's how they got their defense coordinator because they know him. And Eberflus, right?
Yeah.
Why Brian Schottenheimer and not Kellen Moore?
Good question. I think, well, look what Dak did after Kellen, right, when Mike and kind of Brian took over. His footwork got a lot better. It's like these quarterbacks who are older or are experienced, they still need to do work. You know, I work with Tom Brady now, and he's like, at the end of his career, he was constantly doing things, working with throwing coach, working with this, his coach Tom House, working with different guys, always trying to improve, always trying to work on whether it's footwork or release or how you're going to see certain things. It doesn't stop. You don't just suddenly come in the league and you're like, okay, I'm great now. Now I'm good. Like, what makes these guys great is continue to work at it. And I think what Mike did and Brian did with him was better than what Kellen did.
Todd Archer said that.
I love Arch.
You love Arch?
That's yours. Yeah.
He said that Jerry offered three, Mike wanted five.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that?
He's correct. Arch is right. Yeah. And they kind of just wanted to look at it as, hey, we don't want to make this, you know, the financial commitment in case things don't happen. And Mike was just like, nah, I'm just, I want to do a 5-year deal. And they kind of, they both stood their ground and then they hugged it out. And like Jerry and Mike are great. They're great. Like Mike has this, he does have this incredible respect for Jerry as almost like a, he admires the heck out of him for what he's done. And, you know, it's hard to see that on the outside. But when two of them would meet separately, Mike would come out of there like, man, this guy was like he had an uncle he got to learn from. He really did. Yeah, that's the way he looked at Jerry.
So we had Mike on every Friday on our show. This is a theory of mine that it didn't seem like Mike, he's a Pittsburgh gritty guy. And I don't know if I got the impression that Mike thought that we were football serious enough for what it really takes to win big with the circus and the show.
Yeah,
and
that place is different. And that's the thing. Like, I think Mike did a really good job. And that's, look, when Mike first was getting interviewed, I told him, I said, I think you guys need somebody like this, not from within, needs him from the outside that kind of shows you a little bit different how it is out there. Because you gotta, when it comes down to it, who's really going to be able to take that noise and put it outside and make it more about football? And that's what Mike's strength was.
Are you surprised he is not hired by someone else right now?
No, I think it burned him out a little bit. And I think he's just saying, Chicago is like one place because it's close to Green Bay and a lot of family there. But I got a really good sense of, hey, if it's not Chicago, again, because it's just close to where he still has so many family and friends and stepsons there. And I thought he was going to end up taking some time off. And again, Dallas is different, man. It's like, that's why I always say, like, Troy Aikman's the biggest gangster in the world, because that quarterback position for the Cowboys is like the, you know, I've used this line on your show before. It's like the center fielder for the Yankees, the shortstop for the Red Sox, and the, you know, the starting forward for the Lakers, all wrapped up in one. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Too soon. Don't bring up Luka Doncic already.
Yeah, very good.
Please don't. Like, it's too bitter.
Jay Glazer joins here, 105 through the Fan.
My bad.
Why no?
Was there a NFL trade you can remember that sent those type of shockwaves, like what's happening?
So I'll tell you a trade that I had that I broke.
Sorry, Chuck.
Well, there's two things that I broke that were like, oh, my God. One of them was the Patriots were trading Randy Moss to the Vikings, back to the Vikings. And they had like a Monday night game, and Randy didn't really play. I had the story that night, and they're like, my sources who told me said, hey, you just got to do us a favor. You cannot break it until we tell Randy. Well, they couldn't get in touch with Randy, right? Oh, there's a couple things, actually, and a couple stories. And they couldn't get in touch with him. And I'm like, and you guys have to understand, as an insider, sitting on this for freaking 12 hours, right? And not putting it out, not putting it out. And finally, I'm like telling my sources, I'm like, guys, can we just, like, let's put my feelings first, then Randy's here. He's going to find out when I put it out. And finally, I put it out, and no one believed it, because, like, back to the Vikings. What? That one? I reported that the Seahawks traded Percy Harvin to the Jets on a front.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Friday, when the Seahawks were on their bus, I forget, they're playing somewhere on the East Coast, so they went, I think they're actually going to play, I'm sorry, St. Louis, but they're going out on a Friday. They're on the bus to go out early, and I get a call from Rich Eisen. I said, hey, big scoopage, Percy Harvin's being traded from the Seahawks to the Jets. And Rich Eisen texts me and says, is this Jay? And I'm like, huh? He's like, have you been hacked? And I was like, no, bro. And what happened was I broke the story and then took a bunch of calls, so I didn't have a follow-up. So it looked like I just had this one tweet that was just out of nowhere. It looked like I got hacked. And then everybody else started calling and said, no, no, no. Percy Harvin really just, but it was on a Friday. No one gets traded on a Friday.
Right.
When the team's about to fly out.
Cowboys hire coaches on Fridays.
And there was one, I'm trying to think there was another. Oh, this wasn't a trade, but I came out of nowhere one time and report, and I remember Schefter's first day at ESPN, and I reported Brett Favre's coming out of retirement to join the Vikings. And
wow.
And I remember Schefter, who I love, going on ESPN and like disputing, and I'm like, Schefter, bro, you know me. Don't let them pressure you into saying something's wrong that I have because of how competitive we are. It's like, man, just you know me. Don't do it. Don't have him do it. And obviously, he's gone to have the most incredible career. But that was a pretty cool one too. Yeah.
How do you decide? Sorry, I'm nerding out over your insider but, job. You don't do like what I don't want to be disrespectful to the players. The smaller minutia things. How do you decide to drop the bombs versus every daggone transaction?
I was the first one to do this when that internet thing came out, which I think is going to take off.
It might work.
Yeah, it was 99. It was me, Len Pasquarelli, Mort, and John
Pasquarelli.
Clay. And Peter King was doing, but he wasn't really breaking news like that, right?
Yeah.
But he's an insider. But we were the first ones to do it. And back then, it was like I had everything. And so if you signed a fifth-round pick, bam, I had that. I had two phones. I had a deal with Sprint back then. And I was their spokesman. One of the things in that deal was for me to get a burner phone where it got traced back to like some lady in Arkansas or something. So when the Patriots were trying to figure out who my sorcerer was, anybody else, there were this poor lady in Arkansas was just getting.
And that's Belichick calls me, busting her out.
Yeah. So over time, so I did that for years and years and years. And one year, thank God, Fox came to me like 10 years ago. They're like, you're going to die if you keep doing this. Because also it's like, I've always been me versus everybody else. So ESPN is 100. You know, it first started me versus three there, and then five, then 10, then 20. Then NFL Network came around, and Schefter started there. And all of a sudden they had three, then five, then 10. And Fox has just been me. Like, I've always been a lone wolf in how I do it.
Yeah.
Because I have my own way. I've done things. But also over time, Fox is like, hey, you don't have to do this anymore. Just make sure on Sundays, you're part of the biggest show in America, which is we have the highest. If you take our pregame ratings and put it against primetime ratings, I think we'd be the highest rated TV show in the country, and we're on 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. But our OT gets like 17 million viewers. It's ridiculous, right? And our post game show, and they're like, just be great on Sunday, just on Sundays.
Yeah,
have stuff that nobody else has, and I do, and that's what I take the most pride in now, and stuff you can't steal. Right, and that, because now it's like, I didn't sign up to be the fastest Twitterer.
Yeah.
I can't do that, you know?
But you got to make sure that nobody else gets the info if you're going to hold it.
Yeah, but listen, like last year I reported that the Sunday morning that the Eagles very quietly basically fired their defense coordinator and hired Matt Patricia, and nobody knew. And I sat on that for 5 days, and I was like the whole time. And I didn't tell anybody on the show until the day of. I'm like, I got something huge. And Strahan pulls me over. He goes, dude. You're not really going with this. I said, bro, you know me. And he's like, Jay, there's no way this could be real. Like, how does nobody have it? I said, Stray, I'm your best friend for 33 years. This is what we do, baby. Right? And sure enough, like, nobody knew. But to sit there for 5 days, oh, my God. But my job is to make sure I have the best stuff on Fox and Bill Sunday. And, like, my ins and outs, dude, they'll pull betting lines off as a result
of
it, right? And saying, hey, this one place said this guy's questionable. He's actually out for 3 weeks.
Are you could you make a bet? I know there's NFL rules.
No, I like my money.
No, but you
I don't do fantasy football, and I don't do that because fantasy for me is too much.
It's no, but are you like outlawed in Vegas from betting because you know something that's going to happen?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
All right, so.
I like my money. Man, I was making $9,000 a year my first 11 years. I ain't giving my money away.
Because Vegas finds things out before it's reported a lot of times. Like, do they have their own insiders?
No clue. I really have no idea. I try and separate myself.
I'm curious. I want to circle back to something with the Cowboys. You mentioned the Eberflus hire, and the big thing we heard over and over again was culture, culture, culture. Mm-hmm. That was going to be the big thrust of the shot and everything. Things sounded like they ended really bad culture-wise in Chicago. Is that a concern at all?
No, because he's not the head guy. He's not the head guy. He's a good defense coordinator.
Why did that get so bad in Chicago?
Some guys are head coaches, some guys aren't, and I think for him too, it's funny because Matt has, and he and I have talked about it. When I talk about my mental health, I talk about me having this beast in the box, and I do a lot to be a good Samaritan in society. I'm trying to figure out how I can say this, and I used to be really bad, and Matt actually has some of that too, and he has to do a lot of work to keep that beast in the box, and I'm like, hey bro, sometimes you gotta let it out and remind people you ain't like them, and I think he does a lot to keep it in, and sometimes that can actually get in the way of, you know, because sometimes, like, once I get on fire, it's hard to put back. And so he has it in him. Yeah, he has it in him. But it's when you're in that position, sometimes you're, like Sean McVay and I talk about it a lot, right? Sean, we all know he's had some stuff, and I've helped him mental health-wise a lot. And sometimes I'm like, bro, it's okay to let that beast out of the box. Sometimes just don't live in that. Don't make that your norm, okay? Let him come out when you need it. Right, but some guys, I think, like Matt, make sure it's never, ever, ever out.
Jay Glazer here on 105 through the Fan. Every time you're on, you're usually talking about something very relatable to our audience. Let's share it today.
Yeah, so I'm actually talking about ADHD, and I found so because I've come out and talked about my depression, my anxiety, my bipolar, my ADHD, it allows me to now have help that I didn't in the past. And I've been on, because I've tried. I first got taken to a therapist when I was like 5. Like, my parents took me, they were like, how is this screwed up one? and you know, just those pharmaceuticals haven't really helped. And I finally have something in Kelbry where it's a non-stimulant. I got put on stimulants. I was diagnosed with ADHD back in 1989.
Wow,
And those stimulants that I got put on, man, especially when you have some darkness, you have these good peaks, but the valleys are really rough. And so I stopped all of it. But because I've now spoken about it, I got introduced to Kelbry, and I take it at night, which you couldn't do with other ADHD drugs, right? It's going to keep you up. And it really helps me focus. And I also, like, I talk about this now. Like, as I go and talk to teams about mental health, when I tell them about ADHD, I'm like, listen, I want you guys, you coaches, to understand your players. When you have ADHD, it feels like you're drowning. If you're in, like, a lecture for 3 hours. They told me I had a learning disability growing up. I have a learning disability. I just didn't learn the way you teach, right? And I coach mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. I got to coach differently for different fighters, different people, right? We all got the same learning, and it just like you have ADHD, I'm sitting in a lecture, I feel like I'm drowning. And the only way for me to get that breath of fresh air is to fidget, is to disrupt the class, is to talk, is to walk out. I get in trouble every damn week of my life, and it sucked, right? So now to be able to have something that helped, and it's still there, but I've also figured out, of all my issues, where do they serve me? I'd say I weaponize them. My ADHD, where has it become a superpower for me? So I got six jobs at once, as you guys know. And because of that, because of my ADHD, I'm able to do six different things. I can't sit in a lecture for 3 hours, but if you weaponize it and you make it your superpower, you're not ashamed by it anymore. And like, who would have thought 5 years ago I'd come out here and talk about this so openly and be excited to talk about it to help other people so I can be of service. But Kelbury's really been a game changer for me.
Thank you for sharing, man. We love having you on every year. Keep killing it. Enjoy the weekend.
Appreciate it, man.
Jake Glazer, Fox NFL Insider on 105.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.